Disagree. I think Kendrick's cooler. Welcome to Rippin' Strips, the podcast where we rip apart comic strips. I'm L Dog.
And I'm the Corn Dog. And yeah, you might have heard part of that discussion we were having off air. I was saying that I think that, well, Logan said that he thinks Kendrick's cooler. And I think that compared to how cool Kendrick is, I think that is how free I think Palestinians should be. And Logan disagrees with that. So that was pretty wild. But anyway, I guess it was a weird conversation.
Yeah, it was kind of a weird metaphor.
It was a weird one or the other. Either Kendrick's cool or Palestinians should be free, but
nice. Yikes. Kendrick's cool.
He is.
I thought you were going to say, oh, but I think, and then name a different person. Like, no, I think Barack Obama.
I know, but I wanted to do something that would shame you. Obama did come to my mind, too, but that wouldn't really shame you over saying Barack or Kendrick's cooler than Barack Obama. Yeah, he is. I wanted something that would make you feel bad. Like, it's Kendrick cooler.
Like genocide.
Than.
Well, welcome back, folks.
Fighting genocide. Yeah, maybe that would have been better.
So how you been? I haven't seen you in a long time. Probably 5 or 6 weeks.
Yeah, it's been a while. I've been doing all right. I'm tired, which is a great way to start off a podcast and a show, by being a little sleepy head. But that's where I'm at right now. I've told you off air, but I will retell you on air. Just act surprised as if it's the first time you're hearing it, so that our viewers and listeners don't know.
Surprised about what?
We've had a conversation off air. I got a dog.
What? How cute.
Yeah, I got a puppy. Fucking puppy. Puppy.
Not a rescue?
Puppy. But no,
feel free to hit this if you want.
I'm good. It's so young, I might as well have birthed it from my loins. It is that it's almost just over. It's like 2.5 months. We got it at 2 months old. It's a freaking cute baby. Yeah, it's cute. And you think, oh, that's so sweet. That's so cool. And that's so fun. But that's because you idiots don't have to do any of the fucking work.
Who wanted the dog?
Well,
I mean, I know it's your decision ultimately, but
my daughter wanted a dog. My girlfriend wanted a dog.
Make her do everything.
I kind of wanted a dog, but it can't make my daughter, who has to go to school and do all this other stuff, you
get
know,
a hardship
grow
from school and get her to walk the dog. No, I'm kidding.
I mean, the dog has been, you know, wakes up in the middle of the night and has to go out. She's peeing everywhere, pooped inside multiple times. It's like having a toddler. It's like you have to like run around and follow it and wait for it to squat. It really makes me wonder how I have raised a kid before.
It's harder than a kid. Your daughter's a really good, like, well-behaved kid.
She is. And I don't think
I think there's differences for sure, like in personalities and stuff.
Than like her and a dog? You see a difference between her and a dog?
Well,
I'm
hate
glad.
To say it. I think you lucked out with your kid, I'm saying.
No,
I think
why
a
do
lot
you hate
of...
to say that? That's great. Oh, you think I don't deserve it?
Yeah, exactly. You lucked out. You got a better kid than you're worth. No, you know what I mean.
No.
Yeah, you probably got a good kid and a bad dog. You're seeing both extremes.
No, you know, there's I do have a good kid. She was easy, but you know, it does make it hard. You know, I think there's a thing called the baby blues. Ever heard of it? Baby,
yeah,
I
well,
hear the
a
blues
comic.
Are calling. There, exactly.
But that's all I know.
Well, it's based off a real thing called the baby blues. You're like, you're so excited to have a baby, and then you have a baby and it's so much work and you're like not getting sleep and you're like, fuck this. There's also the puppy blues, which I am fucking wailing away, having an epic solo at the puppy blues right now.
Oh man. Are you at least jamming on the old keyboard?
No,
jamming out some tunes?
I'm I'm not. I'm doing like the mouth harp or something like that. It's not even cool jamming. No one appreciates it. It's tiring. I was going to say something else about it. Oh, the hardest part is that right now with having a dog, fucking dog, like she is cute, but you like totally forget it because she's like running around cleaning up her piss all the time and trying to get her to stop by eating shit that, you know, like she's like eating wood and then shitting out wood and then like yelping because it hurts. It's like, yeah, no shit. You just ate a bunch of wood. Anyway,
Didn't even cry when that happened.
Exactly. She loved to eat wood and shitting it out. She liked even more. The hardest part right now is with this dog is that it's not vaxxed. It's anti-vax.
Wow. You really are tired from this dog.
It's not vaxxed. Yes. Not fully vaccinated. So it can't go outside beyond like a backyard or something like that.
Is there like a waiting list for that or something?
No, she just has to. It's like, it's not one shot. It's three. And the first one that we should have had already given her, we should have like only needed to give her one, but evidently like the place we rescued her from gave her two, but evidently our vet thinks they gave her the first one too early. So it doesn't count. So we can't take the dog outside, can't take it for walks, can't bring it anywhere, can't bring it to a nice outdoor barn, enjoy a brew. This can't. We have to like sit in the house with this dog, and until
which
the
makes
end
it more
of this
energetic,
month.
I'm sure.
Yeah, and just bored, and so it wants to go chew on random shit, you aww know. So yeah, it's been.
Do you have to like wait a long time in between all these shots?
Yeah,
so it's gonna be like a long process too.
Well, we just need one more shot, but we had to wait 4 weeks, 3 weeks, 3 weeks.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So end of this month, Memorial Day weekend, we'll be able to take this damn dog out of the house and the national nightmare of my nation, Cornelia, will finally be over.
Well, hang in there.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, it just stinks not being able to sleep in or like not being able to like sit down and just do nothing for a while, you know.
I know the feeling because a lot of the reason we haven't seen each other is because I've been busy and I've been working like 60 hour weeks and shit, but
wow.
But lately I'm sleeping.
Nice.
Yeah, 60 hour weeks. Yeah, 12 hour days, 5 days a week. Well, at least 2 weeks of that. I mean, it wasn't like that every week.
Well, what are you doing then? What are you doing this whole
prop
time?
Prop mastering for that TV show.
Oh, yeah. How's it been?
If I don't have something better going on, I'll be back.
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not the worst job in the world, but yeah, it's like not my goal, but whatever.
Right. Now, you say 12 to 12. What time are you starting? 8 to 8?
It was 10 to 10.
10 to 10. Yep, that's a full freaking day.
But I did that for at least 2 weeks, and then I don't always work 5 days a week there, but then I work, you know, doing background, and that is usually
right.
10 or 12 hours.
Right.
That's easier, though. You're just kind of hanging out.
Yeah.
But do I look different to you, by the way?
You look good.
I have lost a lot of weight.
Yeah.
Because... I was diagnosed with, I just went to a routine doctor visit, and she was just like, oh, yeah, by the way, in the middle of the visit, by the way, she was like, oh, by the way, you have fatty liver. And I was like, I never heard of that. And she's like, it's common. It's not normal because your liver isn't normal and healthy, but, you know, it's common. A lot of people have it, but, you know, you just got to change your diet. If you don't change your diet, you could get psoriasis. Okay. And like, that really threw me for a loop. I didn't know what questions to ask. So now I've got to contact her again and ask more questions. But I've been on a very strict diet since that appointment 2 weeks ago.
Wow. And you're already shedding pounds like crazy.
They say, well, I have, now I've loosened up a little bit, but for at least a week, I ate no sugar, you know, carbs like bread, rice, or potatoes, or anything like that, or alcohol. I'm not going to drink alcohol for like 2 months. And I think, I'm trying to think what else, because now I'm used to my new diet. But at first, they tell you to cut all that stuff out. Oh, red meat. They tell you to cut all this stuff out, but don't lose weight too fast. That's really unhealthy. Well, that's all I eat. So I shed most of this weight like within a few days
The
beginning. And since then, now I'm used to my new diet and I know what I can eat. So now I can eat more. But at first, it's like everything I thought of to eat, like I'm hungry. I need a burger. No, I can't eat that. I need a chicken sandwich. No, I can't even eat that.
Right.
Maybe I should have a cheese. I'll just have a carrot, you know. And it's like, I don't know. Now I'm used to it.
So what are you eating now? What's your prime go-to mealtime meal?
Well, chicken. There's some literature that says don't even eat chicken except for chicken breast. But I've loosened up a little bit. So I basically just eat chicken and veggies all the time now.
Wow.
And, you know, fish once a week. Because even I thought I was healthy.
Yeah.
So even I'm not trying to slip into another problem where I'm eating fish every day and now I have a mercury problem. So even fish I eat once a week. I'm just trying to follow whatever research I do. I'm kind of on my own. I got to contact my doctor again, but I've been busy during the work hours to do that, except yesterday, but I just, whatever.
Sure. Your first day off, you got to relax.
Yeah.
Why? Now, here's a question. Why is this doctor of yours deciding to fat shame your liver?
Well, I don't want psoriasis.
But I think big is beautiful.
If your liver's big, go on a diet. I mean, I'll follow up and see, but it's not even that. It is reversible. That's why I'm on this diet. So we'll see if I'm reversing it or not, but yeah, you got to reverse it before it gets
to psoriasis.
If it's basically all your cells, your liver cells get like fat cells within them. I guess it's kind of hard to explain, but it can eventually damage your liver and make your liver almost entirely be made out of scar tissue. And then it's like you just die.
I think that's just bias and propaganda pushed on us by the mainstream media of what we think the ideal liver should look like.
No, man.
I think they're setting an unhealthy standard for what we expect our livers to be, and you're making me feel self-conscious about my liver now.
Get it checked out. My research says like 25 to 30% of people worldwide have it. Whoa. So get it checked out. And if you do have it, you can go on this diet for, I think, I'm not a nutritionist, but I think for a short amount of time, and you can reverse it and have a healthy liver and hopefully go back to eating. You'll have to eat healthier than before, but you can still eat like a regular person. Just don't eat a burger every day.
Like a chicken and veggie calzone.
Just don't eat pizza one day, burger the next, you know, with ice cream for dessert. You know, you got to tone it back. Way too many people eat like that. I was one of them.
That's depressing.
Take it from me.
But that's all that tastes
good. But now
good.
My body looks fucking awesome, and I feel great.
Yeah. Are you taking more nude photos now?
Way more.
Good.
At the doctor's office, because I'm dying.
Logan, I'm sorry. You're dying. Please undress now. I'm going to take pictures of your naked body.
Oh, is this for documentation? Yeah. Documentation.
By the way, while you're here, you have a fatty liver and you're about to get psoriasis to die. Anyway, the clothes, please.
Spread those cheeks.
Wow. Well, that's big news. That woke me up. You just woke
I can tell.
Yeah.
Your eyes are now 3/4 of the way open.
It's scary. I'm glad you're getting it taken care of, man.
Thank you. Yeah. Yesterday was my first cheat day, but I did feel like I needed a cheat day because a lot of it says don't lose weight too fast. It's like, I don't know what else to do. I got to eat, Yesterday I had a gyro, a Greek gyro, so I'm still not eating that bad.
Those are good.
I ate one of those, and I had a couple of macaroons. So I'm already, like, used to being healthier. Because I used to eat a sleeve of cookies, you know,
yeah, right.
for a snack.
Right. No, I get you. I mean, I think after I ate my lunch today, a pizza burger cheese ball, deep fried.
It does sound good. I broke the seal yesterday, so now I'm tempted by cheese again.
You're not supposed to have any cheese?
I have mozzarella or Parmesan in the fridge. I happened to have a nice block of fancy Parmesan.
Cheese you can have?
I mean, yeah, I'm going to cheat every 2 weeks and that I had
right.
cheese yesterday.
Right.
But no, yeah, you're not supposed to have cheese. Anything fatty because my liver is already backed up with fat. So I have to the only way to cure it is to not consume fat and sugar and carbs. And it'll eventually flush out and use up the fat that's already in it.
Yeah, but that's like the whole food pyramid, I thought.
All the things I named?
Fat, sugar, and carbs, yeah.
No, yeah. It's wild. But that now sucks. That I'm used to my new diet, I'm actually looking back at society like, oh, man, they don't have it all figured out. Because the shit I'm eating now is delicious. Like red bell peppers is great for you. Chicken's great for you. I love chicken. Avocado's good for you. Olive oil. Like all these really this is good. I'll eat that all day, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Actually,
yeah.
I went to Whole Foods in Burbank the other day and they have an olive bar. And this is like right when I got diagnosed. I was like, this is perfect because this will be filling. It's delicious. Oh, look at all these choices. And I ate that meal. It was super filling. I went back there a second time and I looked at the ingredients and they all had canola oil in it,
you
which I'm not supposed
that.
To eat.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
So now I'm just mad at the world. Like, you're all. It's so simple. This organic grocery store down the street, though, only at their hot bar, they only use olive oil.
Oh, that's great.
And
perfect.
The chicken they sell only has chicken in it. It's amazing.
Well, that sounds like it should. That's as it should be.
No, dude, at Ralph's, I mean, they're cheaper, but it's like it lists. It's got 100 ingredients.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's like marinated.
Xanthanum gum.
Yeah.
Kit Kats, mustard, cheese balls.
Well, mostly a lot of salt.
Yeah. You got to avoid salt, too.
I mean, yeah. It's, I can have a little salt.
Yeah.
But I don't buy things. I have Whole Foods, and I make my own food, and I put a pinch of salt in my water sometimes, basically, to make sure it.
Put salt in your water?
Yeah, it's
That you drink?
So that you can soak it in better, yeah. Just a little bit.
Well, that's crazy. That doesn't make any sense.
It's in Gatorade. It's in it.
I know it is. But that doesn't mean you're supposed to salt your own water you drink.
It's the same thing, except I don't have a bunch of
Well, put it in
corn
your food
syrup.
And then drink the water while you eat your food.
Oh. Now, let me do whatever I want, dude. Give me
no,
a break.
No, you're going to have more problems if you keep salting your water.
I don't like do this.
Yeah, right. Yeah, right. And you put some ranch seasoning in there.
Water.
Oh, my God. Well, I'm glad you're safe. I'm glad you're healing up. That's important to me. I want you right as rain, ASAP.
Well, I guess I got to get another. They accidentally found it with a ultrasound. I guess I got to get another ultrasound eventually because I have no idea.
Why'd you get an ultrasound? Are you pregnant?
Now I'm getting. Well, I had a weird pain. They still don't know what that was, but they happened to discover that my.
Interesting.
Maybe it was a pulled muscle or something.
But your pain's gone?
Yeah. Actually, it's still sort of there, but I don't know. Whatever. I'm not worried about it now. I'm worried about my liver.
Fatty turd syndrome.
Maybe.
Come on. That was good.
No.
So How's your jaw?
It's doing well. I forgot to stretch it today.
I have a question for you.
What's that?
I took my water bottle outside last night to eat dinner because I was eating outside.
Mm-hmm. At a fancy restaurant.
Yes. Yes. No, at home. And then I left this water bottle outside. Still had water in it.
Mm-hmm.
And I went to bed, went to sleep, did everything else. Woke up in the morning, water bottle was still outside. And I picked it up and I started drinking the water. What are the chances like a rat put its mouth on this or like a possum or some other disgusting creature that I should not have put my mouth on this thing?
That's a good question. I have no idea. I think you're probably fine.
A raccoon, maybe?
It wouldn't be rabbit if it has enough sense to drink out of a straw.
That's true.
That's your only risk. Yeah. Oh, water.
You know what? Thank you. I feel better about it now.
No problem.
Because also, I go camping all the time, and I don't always bring everything I drink out of into my tent with me. In fact, you're not supposed to bring food or drinks into your tent, except for water, because then a bear will rip your dick off.
Right. I would wash it in the future, but yeah, I think you're fine.
I was just drinking out of it, and then the thought came up, popped in my head of like a rat running around the lid and like licking the straw and being like, well, that's gross. But
I doubt it, but I have no idea. These squirrels are freaking, they have their own society out here. They're running things, so I don't know how smart these creatures are.
Right. They're like the Sopranos out there. Squirrel Pranos.
No. I put a cactus out there. They outsmart me. I put a freaking rose bush out there with thorns. They outsmart me.
They're just smarter than you.
I guess so.
How come squirrels aren't gross, but rats are? Think about that for a second.
For me, I think it's the Black Plague. I just know that was from fleas from rats.
Okay, but you put a bunch of squirrels on a boat and they won't give you the brown plague or something like that?
That sounds worse, first of all, but I've never heard of a squirrel. You know what? Squirrels are more skittish. It's freaky how rats will just sit and look at you. Or they'll like kind of waddle by you. It's like, and you'll scream at it, and it's like, well, oh. Oh, you're yelling at me. Okay.
Yeah, rats.
I hate
are,
that.
You know what it is? Rats are more interested in our stuff. Squirrels got their own shit going on, you know?
Right.
They're out there collecting nuts, stuffing them in trees, running along power lines, getting ran over by cars. Rats
and are looking at you from around a tree.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
The best. I love seeing that.
That is really cute. Yeah, rats are like all up in your house.
Yeah.
Doing gross stuff and ruining your house. Okay, we figured it out.
Did I ever tell you about the rat when I lived with Sean at that pool, the house that had the pool?
I think so, but tell me again.
One night after a party, there were people sleeping in the living room, so there were people everywhere, but everybody was asleep. In the middle of the night, I don't remember why, maybe I crashed on the couch. I don't remember why I was using the bathroom that was in the kitchen, but I went into that bathroom, lifted the toilet seat, and facing me was a rat in the toilet.
Yes.
And I screamed like a little girl.
Yes.
And I dropped the lid. And then, like, when I recomposed myself, I, like, walked up to it and I flushed it down the toilet with the lid closed.
Wow.
And I lifted the lid and it was gone. And I never heard that scratching in the walls again. It must have been one rat that was living.
Wow.
In our place.
Wow.
I don't know how he ended up there.
You know, I think they can get in through a toilet.
I feel like I've seen a thumbnail or a video saying, like, how do rats get in your toilet? But I never clicked it.
Yeah, because there's also a thing, like, if you're... I don't remember exactly the reason why. Maybe if there's like your house is full of smoke, there's a fire in your house or something. There's a way you can put like a straw into a toilet and breathe.
Ew.
Yeah, just kill me. I'm ready. I'd rather die. Thank you very much. But you can breathe shit air through a toilet.
Nice.
And so if you can do that, then a rat can definitely get in through there. Is my theory.
When I screamed, it was a true, genuine scared scream, and I yelped. I mean, and no one heard me. Wow. Like, there were tons of people there. No one knew that happened. But I, like, opened it. I was like, ah! I can't even do it again.
Yeah, no way.
It was not like that.
Yeah. No, you cannot make it sound the same way again until you get another rat in your toilet.
Ugh. Have you ever... Oh, yeah, you had a bat in your house, huh?
I've had a bat. I've had rats.
No problems here at this place at all, except moths and flies, which is
that's pretty standard. That's not bad at all. Moths and flies.
Rarely. I mean, makes it sound like
I'm over. No, there's thousands of moths zooming around. We digitally edit them out before we post every video, but there's moths and flies everywhere bonking into each other.
Oh, speaking of flies, I forgot to put the house plants here. Oh, well.
You got houseplants? Oh, yeah.
Usually I put one there and one up here to hide my stupid printer.
Oh, wait, you were just like praising the shit out of that printer last episode, I think.
I'm kidding, brother. You're a good printer.
Okay. Oh, should I do a Ripley's Believe It or Not?
Yes, you should.
Okay. Let's see. Okay, I got this Ripley's Believe It or Not. By the way, they're advertising Hidden Valley Cheez-It flavor ranch.
Can't touch it. Can't even think about that. Sorry. And you know what? Society is wrong for selling that shit. I'm going to turn into a hippie. I'm going to be vegan by the end of this.
What do you snack on? Carrots and stuff?
I don't snack. I mean, everything has to be whole foods. Well, fruits and broccoli and hummus is a good one. There's good options now that I'm like used to it. For a long time, I had to think of what I wanted and like Google, can I have this with a fatty liver? That was so annoying. But now that I've wrapped my head around it, it's not so bad at all.
You're like, can I have ho-hos? Your search history? Ho-hos, the fatty liver. Ding-dongs, the fatty liver Twinkies. Donuts. Fatty liver from another animal.
I think I read somewhere you're supposed to eat liver, but I'm not even going to. I'm just going to eat what there's a consensus on.
Yeah.
Because there's a lot of weird shit that's like, oh, it's actually bad to eat chicken. It's like, I need something.
Right.
Give me something.
Yeah. I think that's fine. Yeah, don't ask the liver king.
Or, yeah, exactly. There's people like that. Actually, eat more butter. I don't think so.
Something about that doesn't sound right. Yeah. There was... never mind. I'm not going to tell a story.
That was another thing in my list that I forgot is dairy products. It's a lot of shit. It is most of the food pyramid.
You can't even have dairy products.
Cut it down. I've been super strict. I think you're just supposed to cut all these things down to a minimum. But I've been like...
Well, you're moving and grooving, baby. You look good. You feel good. You're used to it now. Keep rocking.
Yeah. It's pretty much keto, I think. The keto diet.
Yeah.
That's what I'm on.
Yeah.
Which isn't bad. There's a lot of good food.
Yeah. Yeah. Good for you.
But every once in a while you do, I guess it's less calories. So you do get tired. You do want to eat more calories at some point. That's why I had to splurge yesterday.
Right. I think keto, you can eat cheese though. I think cheese is a big keto thing.
Oh, well, it's what they actually say in the, even in my pamphlet that my doctor gave me, is the Mediterranean diet is what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, that's what everyone's supposed to do. Mediterranean diet.
So that...
Yeah, that's a green zone. That's, I forget what they call it. Not a red zone. Not a yellow zone. But it's like a blues zone. I don't know. There's some.
I don't know, but there's not that much cheese. But when you are eating cheese, it's feta and stuff like that. So
I love feta.
Feta and Parmesan, and I even read cottage cheese is okay. I don't understand how that's low fat, but somehow that's low fat.
There's low fat cottage cheese.
I don't know. What is cheese? I thought cheese was fat. I don't get it, but who cares?
Me neither.
I'll eat what... I'll eventually learn. I'm 40. I still don't know what food is.
None of us do. Well, I know what Fritos are. I know what Cheetos are. Delicious. That's what they are.
Yep.
All right. So I'm going to travel back in time a little bit for the Ripley's Believe It or Not. Actually, I have two. This one is more everyday, but one of the ones I'm reading is a Ripley's Believe It. I brought two because there are some good ones. The second one I'm read is, or maybe I'll start there. You make a call. Anyway.
Save the best for last.
Okay. The second one is the best one that I will read last. And that one is from May 4th. May the 4th, they're all Star Wars facts, which I know what you're thinking. Who gives a shit? But these ones were actually good. They were actually interesting. As someone who doesn't really give a shit about Star Wars.
Sweet. I love Star Wars. The old, wow. The 80s Star Wars, I guess.
I think that episode 1, 2, and 3 are fucking good.
I like those two. I don't like the pre-Disney, Disney I guess I should
yes.
say.
Yeah,
pre-Disney,
yeah, yeah.
I like Star Wars.
Yeah, that's fair.
And the episode of Mandalorian I was on.
Well, that's a good one. Favorite. Yeah. Okay. So, here we go. First one, I'm starting off on a fucking dud. I'm sorry, but it's six facts. One of them has to suck a little bit. All right. NASA invented an ingestible what that can be swallowed?
Robot?
No, that would be cool, though.
I'm sure they have.
Maybe they have, but that's not what this fact is about. NASA,
if it says machine, I'm calling bullshit.
Invented an ingestible toothpaste that can be swallowed.
Don't they know your teeth are not in there?
Yeah, it'd be sweet. You don't even have to brush. You just take a pill and swallow it, and your teeth are brushed. That would be incredible. Brushing your teeth is a pain in the ass.
Oh, you know, sorry this is taking over everything, but this has taken over a lot of my bandwidth. But you know what? Big change I've had, speaking of teeth.
What?
No more Diet Mountain Dew.
What?
Now I drink coffee every day. Coffee is really good for you, by the way. Good for your liver. But, dude, coffee gives you such bad breath. It's so hard to keep a good breath when you drink coffee in the morning.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Gross. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Anyway.
So you're just drinking it black?
Yeah. You have to. I can't put sugar in it.
Right.
And I can't put cream in it.
What about like a non-dairy creamer?
That's disputed, so I just stay away.
I think there's a lot of carbs maybe or calories and sugar in a lot of the oat milk and shit.
A lot of stuff says, yeah, I don't eat oats. It's crazy how strict it is.
Yeah.
But some literature says you can use sweetener that's not sugar. But there's a lot of evidence that sweetener is not good for your liver. But whatever.
What about
I'm just
like
doing the strictest possible
egg.
To like heal.
Egg?
I've been eating egg every once in a while, but I discovered recently I'm more sensitive to food because I have less on my stomach. I'm egg intolerant. And I just realized it
really?
When I'm on this diet. Yeah, I ate scrambled egg whites and it made me feel kind of weird all day. And I looked it up.
Diarrhea weird?
No, just sick, nauseous.
That's
I looked
diarrhea
it up.
Weird.
No, no, but like throw up more.
Oh,
like
diarrhea out of the mouth.
Yeah.
That's bad.
But I didn't, I wasn't about to throw up, but it's like.
Yeah, you felt
that early stage of that. But I eat boiled eggs and stuff like that, and I'm fine, but I looked it up, and that's the thing. And I guess there's some chemical in eggs where when you boil it, you can eat it. But when you scramble them or whatever, it might make you nauseous.
Wow.
And I remember thinking back and like, oh, my God, I've always been that way. Because I've tried to eat egg whites before, and it does something to me. It's
maybe
weird.
You need the yolk.
Maybe. I don't. Who cares? I mean, I don't miss.
That reminds me.
I ate eggs yesterday, you know, on my splurge day. I'm fine without eggs.
Yeah. It reminds me of a funny story. I went to the playground the other day. just to, you know, slide on the slides, take a
right.
Yeah, hit up the swings, whatever. No, I took my daughter to the playground to meet up with a friend. And I was sitting there, her and her friend are playing, and the friend's mom, she has, another even younger daughter. So she's like running around following the younger daughter. So I'm just kind of hanging out with Bree, with my girlfriend. And, this kid, oh my God, this kid on the swings, there's these kids that are running over, and they're both look like maybe they're like, you know, weird, like Russian kids, or maybe like British kids. They're wearing like, they're too old to be wearing sweatpants, but they're wearing sweat. They're probably like, one's probably like, I don't know, maybe 8 or something. It's wearing weird sweatpants. Like they look like they're dressing like they're
like in uniform, maybe.
No, not school in uniform, but they're almost like they're like a 50-year-old man. You know what I mean? Like their outfits, like one of the horizontal striped t-shirt and like weird and like weird, like wire parted sunglasses.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Part and like sweatpants and their teeth are all messed up. And the dad too, his teeth are all messed up, and he's going around chatting up everyone at the playground, like being overly friendly, and no one really wants to talk to him, but he keeps talking to everybody, you know, and saying weird stuff too. Like he's telling this other fellow dad that the guy should model because he looks so good and stuff. Just like weird.
I'm picturing Mr. Bean almost.
Yes, he kind of looked
my
like
my son.
Yeah, he kind of looked like Mr. Bean. He just looked like a loser. You know, he's got like the croquis on his sunglasses and a backpack on.
Is that the thing that connects in the
back? The holders thing and a big backpack on. It's like, why do you have such a big backpack? And he's like, and his son is like riding on the swings, and his son's like, Dad, watch, I'm going to try and jump off the swings. And he goes off the swing and like kind of does it. And the dad's just like he's not talking to anyone, or maybe he's talking to that other guy. And the kid's like, did you see that, Dad? He's like, yeah, that was great. Like not paying attention. And then the kid does it again. He's like, oh, I can't do it. Does it again. I just can't do it. Oh, man. And he's like, stop whining. And then the kid tries again. He's like, I'm not doing it right. And he goes, the dad just goes, stop whining, Brandon. Yells across the entire playground, stop whining. And we're just like, Jesus Christ, who cares?
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm getting up and going. You're going to keep whining. I'm walking away. And he walks away and then goes and talks to someone else about a weird thing. And so we're feeling bad for this fucking kid.
Yeah.
And and he's like, we're just like, you can do it, man. You can, you know, go for it. And he's like, you really? He's like, yeah. And just give it a shot, man. It looked good to me. And he did it. We're like, wow, that's amazing. And then he got all happy and stoked, you know, because we're being just pretending what this little kid was doing was neat.
Uh-huh. You know? Poor kid.
I know. So anyway, we get to the point where we're like, how about this? After you jump off, why don't you say something really cool, like a cool tagline? And he jumps off. He's like, awesome, or something like that. I'm like, yeah, haha. And then I don't remember how it came about, but somehow he starts jumping off. He goes, starts saying like, lunch. We're like, oh, that was cool. We love lunch or whatever. Uh-huh. And then he just goes, I know what I'm going to say. Hard-boiled eggs. My dad makes hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. It's like, I bet he does. There's something that... So he jumps off.
That's even worse than a British... than an English breakfast.
I know.
Which he jumps off. They notoriously have bad food, and he makes even worse.
I know. Yeah. So he jumps off the swing and goes, hard-boiled eggs. And we're like, all right, great. But something about the kid saying this, dad yells at him. He loves his dad's hard-boiled eggs that he makes him for breakfast. It's so unsettling.
Yeah.
Eggs is like such a common, maybe the most common breakfast food in the world, but hard-boiled for breakfast?
Yeah,
it was so bizarre.
That's funny.
It was really, yeah.
It's like creepy, but there's nothing really creepy about it. It's fine, but what?
Yeah, the hell? You know, like, something's
this,
wrong.
Is this guy an alien? Where did he learn right. how to be a human?
Yeah, he's like that guy from Men in Black. Sugar.
Yeah. Eggs.
Hard-boiled eggs. It's so bizarre. Anyway, all right. So anyway, fact number two. Marcel Paul, an electrical engineering student at Fulda University of Applied Sciences, I guess that's in France or something, by the name Marcel, modified a toy car to reach a speed of 92.24 miles per hour.
Woo!
How cool is that?
Sweet. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's really cool. I would like to drive that thing, but I would probably crash it into myself and hurt me really bad. How bad?
Good story.
How it would be, but it would fuck you up.
Yeah.
Anything going 92 miles an hour that hits you.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, that would fuck you up. All right. Anyway, this is another fact.
You started to tell a story, I thought.
No, I didn't have a story.
Oh, okay.
Well, I was just thinking, like, a baseball, getting hit by a baseball going that fast hurts those people.
That's what I was thinking, yeah.
But a remote control.
They have crunch points, the plastic cars. They really do, actually, probably. It probably wouldn't be as bad as a baseball.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
But you don't want to get, yeah, you don't want to get hit with
still don't want to get hit by one. But, yeah, that's an added fact. I added onto this fact about the car is that if it hit you, it would fuck you up. Okay, third fact. Scientists have identified the most luminous and rapidly expanding quasar on record, a colossal black hole that consumes the equivalent of the sun's mass in material daily.
Whoa, cool. I like hearing shit like that.
I know. Isn't that crazy?
I used to, and maybe every once in a while I'll still do it, fall asleep to documentaries about shit like that.
Really?
Oh, yeah, that's the best. Then you just dream about black holes eating the universe.
Yeah, that's a wonderful
No,
dream.
I don't know.
But it,
but
is,
it is. It does lull you to sleep. Yeah, it's kind of interesting, and then you can kind of listen to it.
And when you're talking about stuff in that, like anything that's space-related, for most people, not me,
it's mind-blowing, yeah.
The numbers are just so you can't wrap your head around the fucking actual numbers that they're talking about, you know?
We're so insignificant. Yes. Yeah, it's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure I've talked about it on the show before, but that video of like Earth, the sun.
Oh yeah.
The solar system.
Those are great.
Bigger sun, a bigger sun, a bigger sun. They're also called stars for those of you guys who don't know. Just another fact. I picked that up from yesterday's Ripley's.
I wonder, I'm sure some of those are real, and I'm sure some of those are just like some guy sits at his Blender computer app and decides to make one, get a bunch of hits. I wonder what percentage of those are fake.
That's a good question.
Because how would I ever, I'm not going to calculate.
Right.
I'm not going to check my telescope and make sure all the numbers are right.
Right. Check your telescope. Right. I don't fucking know. But I'm sure you scientists would be like, yeah, probably about right. I don't know. Is that exactly 1.765 billionths the size or whatever? Anyway, I'm not even good at creating numbers like that, you know, in my head.
Sounded right.
Thank you. Okay, now we're on to the better Ripley's, believe it or not, from May 4th. I didn't want May the 4th to go by unnoticed on this podcast, so here we are. With science facts about Star Wars, and they're not shitty. Okay. Except for the first one. and maybe the third one. So I'll read the second one last. And I'll read the third one first. Okay. Not that you cared. Okay. Judge Ron Cable from the Akron Municipal Court in Ohio officiated 7 Star Wars themed weddings on May the 4th. I'm sorry. Who fucking cares? I blew it. That makes all this feel insignificant. No matter how good the next two are, they can't overshadow how bad that fact was, and I apologize.
No, you know what? That's an okay fact. It's That guy's a loser. That's a bad. What town is it?
Akron, Ohio.
I mean, fuck Akron, Ohio. I guess that's a place full of losers, but
that's where LeBron James was born.
It's an interesting fact.
Say no more.
Point Maine. Yeah. Yeah. Jesus, I cannot even think. Point Maine. Whatever.
Point Maine. Okay.
Case in point is what I meant.
The sound of Kylo Ren's.
Oh, the Jacksons are from Akron. Sorry, go ahead.
Like Michael Jackson?
I think so. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, I think I might be right. Which might tie in to one of the facts. Just a little teaser for you guys in case you're thinking of tuning out. You only wanted to listen to 49 minutes of this podcast and then you want to tune out right now without listening to the rest of it.
You'll regret it.
Stay tuned because there is a Jackson related fact. These huge Michael Jackson fans that listen to our podcast, or maybe Tito Jackson or Jermaine. We don't know which one they're a fan of. They might almost tune out, but don't. Stay tuned. Fact number two. The sound of Kylo Ren's force powers in Star Wars The Force Awakens was created by altering the sound effect of a cat purring.
Okay. I think the first fact was better.
Really? A guy had made a Star Wars themed weddings? Who gives a shit?
You said he was the mayor, though, right? Or something?
He's a judge.
I'm not even listening.
Oh, God.
That's even less of a big deal. I thought it was the mayor. Just a judge who had to. It was his job.
Yes. Yes.
I thought the mayor was making...
Maybe he makes it special. He must make it special in some way.
Oh, no.
Or maybe he's like, yeah, I don't know. I did about... seven of them. Oh, okay. Here's the best one. This one is crazy.
Okay. My expectations are super high now.
Michael Jackson wanted to play Jar Jar Binks in the Star Wars prequel trilogy.
What? I didn't know that.
Isn't that crazy?
How? Yeah, was he already controversial at that point? I think he was.
Yes.
Okay. Well, everybody has wishes, Michael, I guess. There's no way that was going to happen.
Fucking crazy would that have been if Michael Jackson played him?
There's no chance that was even considered. George Lucas is so non-controversial.
Oh, yeah, because that Jar Jar Binks character really is not a controversy at all.
I guess you're right. Not as much as what Michael Jackson had going on, though. No, that's
fair.
Like...
That's fair.
That is silliness, although that controversy I think was silly, but also, but clearly the way George denied it was weird too. It's like, no, it is racial. Why are you trying to pretend it's not?
Right.
He's like, it's insane to suggest he's Jamaican. He's an alien. It's like, yeah.
Right.
We see where you are influenced.
Right,
you know?
Right, right.
It's like, those aren't...
Braids?
Those are his ears. It's like, yeah, I mean, we know, George. Like, I'm on your side, but now you're kind of making it seem like you were being racist.
Yeah. Yeah, he's such a wacky...
He's so denying it, like... Oh, no.
Such a wacky character, too. Like, it did not need to have any of the attributes that it had.
Have you heard the... This is the rumored reason for Jar Jar. He was... originally going to be a secret Sith, and his drunken fighting style is like similar to drunken kung fu or whatever, drunken monkey something or other. And like, there's these nerds online who have a whole theory that the Phantom Menace was Jar Jar, and he's actually a bad guy that helped Darth Sidious.
Whoa.
But he was so hated after the first film that George kind of put him in the background, but he still is the one that raised the vote in the Senate or whatever that made it still led to like bad things happening.
But that's just because he was an idiot, as it turns out, because they didn't put him in more.
Yeah, but the theory is, and people deny that, whatever the guy's name is that plays him, he tweeted online that this was the original plot, but George denies it. But who knows? But George denies that It was supposed to be a black guy. That was played by a black guy.
Yeah. Well, you know what we always
and
say.
He's wearing like slave clothes. He's wearing like a vest. Like...
I know. I know. You know what we always say is whoever denied it supplied it.
So yeah.
I didn't. It was too late to bring that up, but I still wanted to bring it in because I felt like I was being clever. I apologize once again. That's.
Oh, and they kicked Jar Jar out of that underwater society because he broke everything, remember?
Yeah.
And when he showed up, they're like, oh. That yes. was going to be like, oh, that's what happened. He's and that's fucking cool. I wish that was.
That would have made him cool. Yeah. And then all the rest of the people in his society were like, we don't even talk like that. Why the fuck?
Yeah.
Putting such a shitty representation of who we are.
Yeah, it's just this douchebag and the fucking president, that leader.
Right.
He was clearly dumb.
Right. Right. Well, that's all the facts I got for you.
I'm going to make you general. Is that how that works?
But imagine if it was Michael Jackson.
Then he should have been the general. He should have directed the movie.
I agree.
Did you know Michael Jackson wrote some of the music for the Sonic games on Genesis?
No.
Sonic the Hedgehog 3, supposedly Michael Jackson was producing some of those beats or loops that play while you play. And he was going to be credited, but then that whole thing accusation came out with him and kids, and they took his name off of it, and they took him off the project, but some of that music's still there.
Whoa.
And I think there's even a sample that's on the Sonic game that's also in some other Michael Jackson song. Like a guy going, yeah, or something, you know?
Yeah. Whoa. That is groundbreaking stuff. Believe it or not, folks.
We got our own facts.
That was a good fact. That's a really good fact. Should we read our comics now?
I think we should. So, I'm going to read Luann again, and last time it was so corny and bizarre in 1950s-y that it won. So, this week, I've pulled up another Luann. It involves, I guess there's different characters in here, but this is, it appears to be a husband and wife. It might be a daughter and father, but I haven't read it yet. We're going in blind on this one.
Neither of us have read our comics yet. I picked one I haven't even read or even really looked at either. So we're going in blind this one. It's a blind battle royale.
This is a first ever for Rippin' Strips. Let's begin with Luann. All right. It's four panels. Luann is crying. Her dad. Okay. A father figure with glasses on. It could be your husband, could be your dad. We're about to find out. But a guy's reading, and Luann's blonde. It's hard to tell her age. She's a cartoon. His diet's doing wonders for me. Okay.
God.
So there's a guy sitting in a chair reading a paper. There's a dog kind of looking up, and Luann is crying, and she's saying, and between work, school, and just trying to keep my life on track, I'm 100% depleted. And then she continues in the next panel. I go around in a constant state of stress and pressure, frantically trying to catch up. I have zero time to rest, restore, and take care of me. Third panel. I'm a burnout shell of frazzled emotions with no relief in sight. And she's pleading with the guy reading. He's reading his paper. And then in the fourth panel, she says, you're lying, Dad. This is where you say, okay, I'll load the dishwasher for you. And he says, oh, sorry. I don't do farce.
farce is a lie? That's what a farce is?
Actually, I don't even know. In this case, I would say it's a parody.
Oh, yeah.
But I thought farce meant just joke. Let's find out. It'll make it super funny. A comic dramatic work using buffoonery and horseplay.
Oh, I get it. I like buffoonery and horseplay. That's the funniest thing you've said so far.
I don't do buffoonery.
Okay.
Ouch.
Ouch. She fell flat on your face on that one.
Oh,
but don't
man.
Worry, because I have at Tabby Cat. I don't know why it has an at symbol. Is this an X thing? This is Elon Musk's favorite comic strip. All right, let's go. All right. So we got a cat running away, holding what looks like a wooden katana or something, with a squirrel on its head. And funny enough, squirrel, huh? And the squirrel's
going. He's running away from something?
Running away from a tree. And then there's another squirrel. It's like a baby squirrel on its head. And there's another squirrel climbing down the tree who's like yelling, exasperated, "Hey, what are you doing with my baby?" And baby squirrel goes, "What?" And the cat goes, "Huh?" And then the baby, in the next panel, the cat's looking all kind of dismayed as the mommy squirrel is taking the baby back. And the baby's all happy and smiling and going with one finger up like, dee-dee-doo. And they're holding hands. I don't forget that. And so the baby says, "Oh, hi, tree mama. I was playing with my mean mama, Pippi." And the mom says, "You only have one mama, and it's me." And then the last panel, the baby squirrel's on a branch waving down at the cat with a heart coming out of it, flying away from its head. "Goodbye, mean mama Pippi." And the cat, who's Pippi, I guess, is looking up, shaking a finger at it, going, "This isn't over, twerp. You have to visit on weekends."
Let's just kill ourselves.
I think we're just going to kill ourselves. We're definitely both lost.
Oh, everybody lost. Why did we tell people not to switch this off?
I think what we should do is... I think we just got to spin the roulette wheel again next week and pick randomly.
Yeah, definitely.
And let's just do it until we find one that is somewhat... It's funny.
Well, I'm going to... You're saying going blind again? Or just...
I'm saying going blind. Why not?
Ooh, that's freaky. All right. Are there any... I guess before we go, should we... Are there any comments worth checking in on?
No comments this week. I blew it. Next week, I will have them back at you. I will send out some comments soon, so stay tuned and scour the political comic online discussion sphere because it's about to get weird in there.
You blew it.
Yeah, I did. But until next week, everyone, keep gripping.
Keep ripping.
And keep stripping.